I truly believe that whatever struggles we're going through right now, they're not, يعني, they're not أكتر من طاقتنا. They're not, they're not true. More than what we can handle. Because I feel
you're
like
right.
The universe, God, whatever you believe in, is giving you that to kind of make something or break something out of it.
I love this. And again, it's a perfect analogy when it comes to the how the diamond is formed.
You're listening to a new episode of Empathy Always Wins.
Safwan, thank you so much for joining Empathy Always Wins. يعني, I just don't really know where to start from because there's so many things I want to go into. But I was just telling you off the record, يعني, you're an incredibly fascinating person. What you've done over the past few months or the last few years, يعني, by taking such a bold decision with Conscious Baboon, it's inspiring me personally. But before we dive into it, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, who you are, and Conscious Baboon?
Ali, first of all, thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited, and thank you very much for the compliment. It's always exciting to discuss these points. Safwan is basically the Lebanese. I'm from Lebanon, and my background basically it was a little bit hardship because I was born during the Civil War, and there are basically good and bad memories. But it was a really nice journey. I grew up in the more or less in the same community. However, in 2006, I took a bold decision to move outside of the country after the war, because I was active even before that with the Lebanese Red Cross for almost 6 years, and I took the chance to be part of the team during even the war. In 2006, post of this incident, I decided to move, and since then I'm in Dubai. So now I have a small family of two kids, 13 and 9. And so far so good.
Yeah, and I know that you took some notable roles here, and then you launched Conscious Baboon. Can you tell us a little bit more about your professional background? Because, you know, when I first spoke to you, and I remember it was at Riders Cafe, right? It mm-hmm. was so I remember it was LinkedIn, and then it was Riders Cafe, and we'll dive into that maybe later. But you did have a few key roles before now you're launching Conscious Baboon. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background, how you have become to now land where you are?
Yeah. When I moved to Dubai, actually, before I moved even to Dubai, I was struggling a little bit when it comes to the education. The final year of the high school, I was basically in the condition to have a loan to complete it. And luckily, I finished it, but I couldn't complete the university. After 5 years, I had the chance with a close friend, he was my manager, to push me a little bit to continue my degree in the business administration. But 3 years after I finished, I got promoted, and in the same company where I had the chance to move to Dubai. It was a really interesting journey, but it was also a tough decision when I decided to get married and move my wife here, is that I want to finish my master's degree. It was, again, a bold decision, newly married, a very small job, and also to take the decision to complete my master, which is a little bit of like time-consuming, and of course, the finances was really tough at the beginning. I finished the master degree, and instantly I got the opportunity to move to Nestle as the UAE operations. It was definitely an interesting journey. It was a school, as we all know, Nestle as a big corporation. After that, also I got promoted several times. I took over the business of the Nespresso business for the Middle East and Northern Africa.
Wow.
And again, after like a couple of years, I had the opportunity to move to Samsung as basically in the smartphone business as the channel development for the Middle East and Northern Africa. And 2021, at the beginning of this year, I had basically a conflicting idea is that what I shall do if I continue with the career path with all the challenges that the corporate world can bring to you. I was so determined to pick up on something that I'm passionate about. And at the same time, I realized that I have a certain set of skills where I can apply it from a business point of view. But at the same time, I was trying to absorb and to digest what are the things if you can create a business for your own. This was a tough journey so far, and I'm still in the middle of it. But yeah, Conscious Baboon is seeing the light soon, so I'm super excited to share it with everyone.
I know you are very passionate about health and wellness and conscious baboon. For those that don't really know, for the context, it has this element of, you know, empowerment to it.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit more about perhaps what made you start it and what it is, and for people to kind of anticipate it?
See, the conscious baboon is I would say it's a reflection of my lifestyle. And the way I even came up with the idea is to make sure that we can create the balance between the main four pillars of health and wellness. It starts with the mindset, continue with the nutrition, movement, which is fundamental, and the recovery to complete the circle. Mm. Where it's a nice mix between the empowerment when it comes to the educational element, a little bit of education element, not that hefty and tough on the user, where it will be provided with the practical solutions on every pillar. And that will create some sort of a balance to make sure that you are living a high-performance lifestyle app. This is basically where we decided to jump into that platform. And on top of that, the question might be raised, why Conscious Baboon? Conscious Baboon is simply two nice words meshed together, where conscious is the deliberate and mindful, and baboon, which is the active and curious. And Baboon was my nickname in the Red Cross for almost 6 years. So this is where, of course, with the support of my creative friend, brother, and we came up with this name and we are running with it. It's quite funny.
No, I love it. And I think you have a lot of leadership, interesting leadership characteristics about you. And I know this show is all about emotional intelligence, empathy, and just compassion and understanding. I know you're a father as well as you are, a very savvy and smart businessman. But what do you think, like, what does the word mental health mean to you?
Actually, it means a lot, because I will not deny the fact where when it comes to the mental health, everything starts with the mental awareness and basically how we reflect on the way we were raised, our traumas, and how we interact with the, when it comes to the friendship and family and even the kids now. It means a lot, because I had some moments that I was starting to wonder, am I in the depression state? Am I basically, why I'm not happy? Why I'm not satisfied? Why I'm not fulfilled? Funny enough, the way I really introduced to this kind of thinking is when I started, I had an injury. I jumped to, like, the best way to try to fix this injury is through yoga. And then I started to discover a different route on how to have this kind of, like, self-meditation states. What are the reflections you do it? I got more curious. I went to Goa. I had the 200 hours Goa certificate just to explore what the hell is that. And then actually my journey started to become part of my lifestyle, where every morning now I wake up, I have my ritual, I have my little bit of stretching yoga, then I have my breathing techniques, then I do the meditative basically state that goes between 15 to 20 minutes, then I journal. So basically this I have to do it every day. These are basically the main trigger of my day.
How does that make you feel?
Surprisingly, you might not have the instant impact where you think that it will, will turn my day positive, etc. But you will feel this as a compound effect. In the long run, you started that you're feeling more comfortable, where, again, going back to the self-awareness, what's your state of mind now, how you set your intentions, and, setting like a little bit of like, I'm going to tackle the day differently. At the same time, what recently started to notice that with the journaling, I started to like put all the thoughts, I call it vomiting the ideas, where you throw everything on this paper, whatever, no structure, no flow, whatever it comes to my mind, just throw it there. I started to notice now that it started to help me out to clear all the negative thoughts and then have a structure along the day.
Yeah.
Of course, the second day when you do this, and then the following
it helps
day,
so much.
It's,
helps so
you started to realize when you go through the pages that you wrote, you started to notice the pattern of the negative and the positive ideas, where you can tap into more the positive ideas.
Yeah. For me, I get so overwhelmed the day I do not journal. Like, I had to journal this morning. I had to, especially like when you're in a very ambiguous phase in your life, whether it's like launching an app or in between certain positions, or you're making very big decisions. To me, like, what keeps me very focused and what keeps me sane almost is when I have all my fears written on And so I conquer them. I see them. I am Absolutely. Able to be very much so aware of the things that we hide from in our mind. You know, the monsters in our mind sometimes that kind of like...
That's true.
Try to tackle us. I feel like before journaling, it would make me heavier. But now, no matter what weight I carry,
you offload.
I just offload it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
It's just a safe place where it just makes me so emotionally intelligent to be able to show up in a way, even if I'm feeling last night like extremely bad, it doesn't kind of wear on to me next day. And it allows Absolutely. Me to kind of carry myself in the way that that allows me to take care of myself despite it being a tough time, because we're all going to go through tough times.
Listen, one of the things that you have to realize that stress is a state of mind that you have to make peace with it. If you think one day that you will live with no stress, I think you're doing something wrong. This is the way now I'm approaching everything, despite the fact with the hardship that I'm going through. But I started to realize that, okay, what doesn't break you make you stronger. This is seriously, it sounds like, okay, it's cliche, but in reality,
yeah.
When I reflect of my past experiences, I've been through tougher periods. And even recently when I decided at the beginning of the year to climb this Aconcagua mountain, which is the highest mountain in Latin America, just to prove to myself that if I put myself in this stressful condition,
yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Of course, I was questioning in every step climbing the mountain,
yeah.
And even going down the mountain, it was even worse. But this is basically where I believe that if you think that if you're going to live your life with no stress, I strongly believe you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I think the healthy, it's just like diamonds, right? There's different levels of stress where the right stress creates something out of coal and makes it a diamond.
True.
But like too much stress can break that diamond. So I think different levels in your life, you need to also have this cognitive sort of ability to understand, yes, I can do that. Like I've trained, or if I haven't, I will do this. And I will kind of take that in that sort of milestone ways. And I love to think of things in milestones because I think I truly believe that whatever struggles we're going through right now, they're not أكتر من طاقتنا. They're not more than what we can handle. Because I feel
You're
like
right.
The universe, God, whatever you believe in, is giving you that to kind of make something or break something out of it.
I love this. And again, it's a perfect analogy when it comes to how the diamond is formed. But in the same time, we as humans, we have something really interesting, which is the balance between the rational and the emotional.
Yeah.
And there is an interesting book I recently read, which is The Paradox Chimp, which explains, he's a psychologist, of course, and he understood the difference between our mind, the rational mind and the human mind. And it was really interesting and crystal clear how we feel sometimes, and we don't take the right decision because we are stressed. And again, as I mentioned, stress is an equation. You have to live and be peaceful with it. But how you approach it is what makes the difference. If you embed it in your lifestyle, I think you will be more zen in the sense, okay, this is a tough situation. What are the rational decisions that I can take? And most importantly, and again, we can discuss this even thoroughly, I started that we... especially in this part of the world, unfortunately, that we don't talk a lot and we don't share our feelings.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like the ego or a cultural thing where honestly, starting with myself, and again, I'm learning, everyone used to tell me that I'm not a big speaker. I don't share my emotions.
Yeah.
The first impression that I can give that I can smash mountains. But man, sometimes I'm in a really deep situation that I realize that you have to speak out.
Yeah.
Try to speak out with the closest friend that he will not make fun of you, of course. Someone with a little bit of wisdom. Try to speak with your close friends, with your family. Seek help, because men or even women, luckily now with the social media and everything, speaking about this topic, but I strongly believe that you have to step in and be vocal. Of course, not to take advantage of it, to drive this kind of vulnerability, which is becoming a little bit of like social media content. But also at the same time, speak about it in a way that, okay, what are my struggles, what I'm feeling today? Because again, it's a nice balance between how emotionally driven and at the same time to come up with the practical solutions.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is, and it only makes you a little bit more compassionate with others. I think when you're able to understand yourself in that manner and you're able to overcome a very difficult time in your life, I think it changes you. It really does. And
True.
I think it makes you a little bit more more human, less judgmental. And I think especially with men, it really plays a big role in our lives.
True.
now I know that, you know, in certain ways, you choose to live differently. Mm-hmm. How do you, when was it that you chose to master that sort of mindset? Because I know the conscious baboon mindset, it's a mindset.
True.
And how do you, the question is very simple. How do you set your values?
That's really interesting because I was revising my values, and I do this every period of time. And what I have defined now in that stage that I'm in, I have defined it to like five keywords, which is the courage, growth, adventure, and the last two, which basically the collaboration and the balance. Where I started to notice that it's a very good exercise to define your values, because any decision you can take along the way, it will be determined by these values. Most importantly, not to stick to something that you designed or you looked into like 5 to 6 years ago, because every stage in our life, you have a set of like responsibilities and accountabilities. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, you have to define values and make sure that your decisions are based on your values. Yeah. How you define your relationship with your closest friends, with your family, with business partners, I think it's really important to look into. Going back to your questions, when this start, I don't remember exactly where was the milestone or the thing that triggered, but I strongly believe it is a journey. And if you don't look into it this way, expecting that, today I'm going to take a decision to look into this, it's a long journey. Enjoy it in the sense that it will give you a little bit of like awareness, starting with yourself, and a little bit like a sense of direction. And yeah, it's so far, it's doing great with me.
No, I really, really, really think, Yanni, you have such an incredible story, and it is yet being written as we speak. So, Yanni Safwan, thank you so much for being on. Before we kind of, it's all right if we go through like a very quick fire chat, like fire round.
Yeah,
so,
I've never been to that. But yeah.
So, what's your favorite book?
Sapiens.
Okay. What's your number one podcast you go to, Newly?
Rich Roll.
Okay. And who is, what's your favorite place to adventure?
The summit, top of the mountain.
And if you had one quote you'd like to leave our listeners with, what would it be?
Love this. I have interesting set of quotes, but the most important one is by Marcus Aurelius, is that the impediment of the action is the action itself. Where I think if you don't take the steps, and the meaning that if you don't, the obstacle of the way, where if you don't take the right step, you think that you're not going to achieve it. But by taking the action, it's the only way to achieve, basically to overcome this obstacle.
Yeah, Stoicism is a very interesting philosophy. Ryan Holiday, Discipline is Power. What's it?
No, he has multiple books.
Discipline.
Discipline is Destiny. Yeah, so. you have multiple books. It's The Obstacle of the Way, which is one of my favorite, actually. But recently, I've been like trying to study the Stoicism in an interesting angle to make sure that it's not having kind of wishy-washy kind of thinking.
Yeah.
But the practicality that it can bring, it's a nice application to life.
Yeah.
So it's not something that you can easily ignore.
No, I absolutely agree. And I've loved having you on the show. Thank you so much, Safwan. It's been a pleasure.
It's Thank nice. You. But Thank yeah, let's chat and let's have coffee one day.
100%. Yalla, have a great day.
Thank you, Ali.
Yalla.
Bye-bye.
Do feel free to share it with your friends. Drop us a rating on Apple. Subscribe to the show. Follow it on Spotify. And we'll see you soon in a new episode of Empathy Always Wins. Take care and have a lovely day, guys.